please
no.
borrow your car?
No.
And drive Mom to the Home Depot to buy your Father's Day present?
Keys are on the counter.
This Father's Day, go big and pay later. Come use your Home Depot consumer credit card and get special deferred financing on purchases store-wide. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through June 17th in U.S. only. See store for details.
WFAS News Time 603. Good evening. I'm Jim Cleefield, Westchester Soft Favorites, AM 1230 WFAS News. Here's what's happening. Although the Empire State Games in Westchester are 40 days away, the county executive and local lawmakers kicked off the games today by introducing some of Westchester's aspiring gold medalists as the countdown to the games officially begins. The ceremony was held at Pace University in Pleasantville. It kicks off July 25th with opening ceremonies at the Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. A 10-year-old boy listed in very critical condition at last report to the hospital after being struck by a Westchester Beeline bus in the Bronx. The bus was en route to White Plains this morning after picking up subway passengers on Jerome Avenue. The boy apparently ran into oncoming traffic and suffered head injuries. The bus driver wasn't charged. How much will apartment rentals be going up in Westchester? Well, the county's Rent Guidelines Board holds a public meeting tonight regarding increases in rent-controlled units. It begins next hour at Mount Vernon City Hall. Another hearing will be held next Monday night at the county courthouse in White Plains. Well, this wasn't a smart way to end the school year. WFAS reporter Pam Fuso tells us a Pelham senior has been busted for allegedly driving drunk.
18-year-old Dylan Benya will be in court at the end of the month, and a Westchester County police officer summed it up by saying that he took his mother's Lexus and smashed it up. Police in Mount Vernon noticed the disabled luxury car on the hutch around 3 o'clock this morning. The car was heavily damaged in the front, and one of the front wheels had broken away. Benya failed a sobriety test at the scene and then another one at the police station. I'm Pam Puso, AM 1230, WFAS News.
Westchester goes after another retail giant for violating the county's item pricing law. In this case, Kmart has paid a $15,000 fine for not displaying price tags on most of its items at its Greenberg location. That's actually happened twice in close to a year. Also, there was a similar infraction reported at the Yorktown location. WFAS News Time 6:05. Any troubles on the road? Let's get the latest from Craig Schenkman with WFAS Westchester Traffic.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. Hutchinson River Parkway, southbound side at North Street in Harrison. Accident, unauthorized tractor trailer struck the overpass. Everything now off on the side. Northbound direction slow up by the Cross County. Tappan Zee busy north to Rockland, quiet heading south into Tarrytown. Your update is brought to you by Shell Fuels. Low-quality gasolines can allow gunk to form inside your engine. Shell gasolines stop the gunky buildup. Shell, made to move. For checking your forecast, we check back in with meteorologist Kevin Hoffman.
We have chilly weather for mid-June continuing for the next couple of days. Cloudy skies tonight, a patch of drizzle or even a few sprinkles. Tonight's low temperature about 50 to 55. Now morning clouds tomorrow, a lot of clouds will continue throughout the day. We may see some brightening at times during the afternoon, 70. Now lots of clouds at night, 55 to 60. Becoming partly sunny, warmer for Saturday, closer to 80 with an afternoon thunderstorm, even warmer for Father's Day. This is meteorologist Kevin Hoffler from the WFAS Weather Center.
The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Welcome to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, and we're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And tonight we have two guests. Our guests are Judy Katzen and Stephanie Russo from UCP. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Bernie. Hi, Bernie.
It's great to have you here, and let me appropriately introduce them. Judy, of course, is the Associate Executive Director, and Stephanie is the Chief Operating Officer. Did I get that right?
You got it.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, so UCP, United Cerebral Palsy. Tell me about that. Is this a national organization, or is it something local right here in Westchester?
Well, Bernie, we're actually Cerebral Palsy of Westchester, and we are one of the affiliates in New York State. And we are currently not part of the national UCP, but we are a member of the New York State affiliation.
So if a client of mine leaves money in their will to UCP, where does the money go?
Well, if they specify it for Westchester, it would directly affect our programs and services. And we can talk a little later about how someone can go about doing that, but they would have to specify that it would be used for Cerebral Palsy of Westchester.
Okay, so chief operating officer. Tell me, what does a chief operating officer do?
A lot of stuff. Well, basically, I am over human resources, development, and public relations, our IT department, and also other special projects.
Okay, well, that sounds important. And Judy, assistant executive director?
Well, I'm responsible for almost everything else. I have all of the program services. I'm responsible for all the adult day program and children's services. And that includes our large program site in Rye Brook, where we have about 220 adults who come every day. And at that location, we also have our vocational department and our school and a lot of different services that we can get into more detail.
All right, so we got two of the head honchos here tonight. So I guess you guys can tell us, what is cerebral palsy? I'm sure people have their own conceptions of what they think or know cerebral palsy is, but tell us exactly, what does it mean?
Well, cerebral palsy is brain damage, and it can occur either right before birth, at birth, or right after birth. And depending upon where that brain damage occurs, the person's physical mobility is affected. So what we're looking at now is about 1 in 8,000 births result in having a child with cerebral palsy. It could result in somebody having cognitive delays or mental retardation, or the person can have normal intelligence. It could also be just affecting one limb. It could be one side of the body. It can be all four extremities, and you know, the entire body might be affected. So it affects everybody very differently, and it is happening more frequently now. We're almost seeing an increased occurrence because there are so many babies that are surviving who had once died due to low birth weight or, you know, a shorter gestation. And so they're surviving, and a lot of these babies who are surviving are being diagnosed with cerebral palsy.
So, Judy, did I understand you correctly that this is something you're diagnosed with at birth? It's not something you get when you're 8 or 10 years old?
No, it's something that it's the brain damage that occurs at right around the birth.
So if somebody suffers a brain injury when they're 25, it's not cerebral palsy.
No, it might look a little like cerebral palsy because you might see what we call some spasticity in the limbs or the mobility being impaired, but it looks like it, but it's not necessarily called cerebral palsy at that point.
And what causes cerebral palsy?
It's the brain damage, and it's the area of the brain that is damaged that results in cerebral palsy. It's due to
how does somebody who's not yet born get brain damage? It happens in the mother's uterus? I mean, how does that happen?
Well, it can happen right at the birth time where there might be some trauma or...
lack of oxygen.
Right, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how does it manifest itself? How does the doctor know that the child has CP?
Well, I could talk about that. Right now we're working with a family who their son actually was not diagnosed with cerebral palsy until he was 2 years old. And the reason for that is that he was not able to have a CAT scan until he was two. And when I had spoke with the mom as to the reasoning, she explained that the doctors would not sedate her son to get the CAT scan until he was 2 years old. So from birth till age two, the doctors had some suspicions and they knew he was delayed, and there was not a confirmed diagnosis until he actually had that CAT scan.
Is there a cure?
Yeah. People can get therapy and increase their ability to function, and mobility can increase, and what we do is work on functionality through therapy.
Are there any projects in the works where some of the drug companies may be working on a cure?
I'm sure there are. They may not call it a cure, but again, as Judy said, depending on early intervention and when a child is diagnosed, depending on the therapies and the services that they'll receive, there's been studies where the younger the children will receive services, the better mobility they may have as they get older.
Okay, so now I think, Judy, I heard you say that some kids suffer both physical and cognitive impairment,
mm-hmm.
and either one or both can be manifestations of the CP.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any trend or anything that we've observed that maybe would lead one type of kid to have the cognitive impairment versus just the physical?
Again, it depends on where the brain is damaged, and it all comes down to whether it's, you know, it's the motor area, whether it's the frontal lobe area. It really, if you look at brain anatomy, it's functionality and everything is just based on where that damage is.
Now, is there any way to tell in advance whether or not a parent is more predisposed to have a kid with cerebral palsy?
I think moms who have a history of not being able to carry a baby to term. I was just, you know, hearing about a story today with a mom who had two children, one with one husband and another with another husband, and at 26 weeks she delivered both babies, and it was like right around the same time for both both children. They both have cerebral palsy, and you know, she might be predisposed to not being able to carry a baby to term, and the result was,
so a preemie baby might be more inclined to have.
Yes.
What about during the pregnancy, is there any test that the parent can take, that mom can take?
No, there are no tests. I mean, there are tests for other, disabilities,
Down syndrome, for example,
or spinal bifida. But, I mean, as far as for cerebral palsy, there are not.
Okay, so we've been focusing on some of the physical and cognitive issues. Let's talk about some of the support. I presume that one of the benefits of being involved with your organization is that there's a support system in place for the families. Tell us about that.
Well, we start, just getting people in the door is one of the supports that we offer is service coordination. And we have Medicaid service coordinators who work directly with families in order to assist them with being connected with services that their children need. The services that we offer start at age 2 and go through, we have one guy in our day program who's in his 80s. So we are pretty much children through, you know, senior years. And what we do every step of the way is we get families connected with the services that they need.
And are these services provided directly through CPW, through Cerebral Palsy Westchester?
Yes.
And is there a fee?
No, we are primarily funded through Medicaid. And most individuals who receive our services do have Medicaid. And our funding sources are also the Office of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities, and our school programs are funded through the State Education Department. We also have a traumatic brain injury program that's funded through the Department of Health. And one of the biggest focuses of my job is to write grants and get new funding in to develop and start up some new programs.
You mentioned Medicaid, and I know Medicaid can be difficult to qualify for some people. If somebody doesn't qualify for Medicaid, how can they access these services?
Well, we do offer private pay. A lot of things, you know, in terms of being able to provide information and referral and get people to resources, we you know, provide that service as well. There's really, I mean, there's a lot of what we do that... it's based on income level, so if somebody's not necessarily eligible for Medicaid, they still might be eligible for services through other funding sources.
And tell me a little bit about the role of the service coordinator. What does that person do?
The service coordinator is the key. That's the person that works right from the start with the family and links them to everything they need, not just through our organization, but out in the community as well. So that service coordinator has knowledge of all entitlements that are available and all programs and services that are available.
I'm speaking with Judy Katzen and Stephanie Russo, and we're talking about cerebral palsy and CPW, Cerebral Palsy of Westchester. And we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I want you guys to tell us a little bit about, you know, how people get in touch with the service coordinators and how that all works. We'll be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks, in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our guests this week are Judy Katzen and Stephanie Russo from Cerebral Palsy of Westchester. And just before the break, we're talking about service coordinators. And just walk us through the process, if you will. Somebody has a child. They find out that the child has CP, and they place a call to you guys. How does that work?
Well, the service coordinator gets that call and goes out and visits with the family to identify what the needs are in terms of how old is the child? If the child is 0 to 2, there are early intervention services out there in the community where we can get right in there and start working with that child to work cognitively and physically in order to give that child the best boost that we possibly can towards healthy functioning. And, you know, once we're in the Birth to Two network, then that person gets coordinated with educational services, with therapy services, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, and also educational intervention. So, you know, if somebody comes in right at birth or as a baby, we can direct them. And depending upon the age, if we get somebody in at age 2.5 through 5, then we refer to preschool services and preschool programs. And CPW does offer preschool starting age 2.5 years old. And then, again, what happens is they go through their districts for these programs, the school districts, and the Committee on Preschool Special Education works with the families to identify an educational program that best suits the child.
All right, so let's talk a little. You mentioned programs. What are some of the other programs that are available?
Well, we do have, in fact, keep going up the spectrum. For children, we have the preschool. We also have daycare, and we have an integrated preschool as well. We have self-contained special ed classes, but we also have classrooms where non-disabled or typical children are integrated with children with special needs. And then in the preschool, we also have a special class for children with autism. Going up the age spectrum, we have a school program that serves children age 5 through 21. We have 48 children in our school, and they receive all the therapies and the educational programs that are needed. We have what's called a non-public school, and districts refer their students to us to provide special services that can't be provided in the home district. For children's services, we're real excited about a new program that just got off the ground. Last Saturday was our first day, and we call it Saturday Explorers, and it's an enrichment program for 7 children with autism. And right now we're serving children age 5 through 9 in that program, and they're having a great time. They had a blast last Saturday and kept us running. And so we're really excited to begin that program. We also, for children, we have a new program called LecoTech as well. And LecoTech is an approach to play that we have. We're a certified site. We're the only one in the New York metro area. And LecoTech is part of a national organization that assists children age birth through 8 with learning how to play with their family. And LecoTech brings the whole family together to learn how to interact and play. We adapt toys. We make recommendations in terms of
what toys meet the developmental needs of the children, and the families come to us an hour a month, and then we have a toy lending library where they can actually take the toys home, try them out, decide if they want to purchase them, and it's really exciting. It's a wonderful new opportunity for us. So that's also a children's program. Other children programs, we have the Jimmy Vigeard Day Camp that's getting ready to roll open on July 2nd. And that serves about 50 campers and ages 5 through around 21 or 18. It's a 1-to-2 staffing ratio. And we have also campers who are not disabled, so we integrate the typical child with the disabled camper as well. So we're excited. The pool just...
A lot of programs.
Yeah. Our pool is up and running as of tonight, so we're ready to go.
Well, and good luck with that.
Just to add, and those are just our children's programs, but I'd like to add about our wheelchair basketball program, which we have a team, and the children who play are in wheelchairs. And they're so enthusiastic that I had went to a game and I just loved it because they were fouling and elbowing each other and they play against other schools. But we're very proud because our team actually came in first place in the Empire State Games last week.
And you have to be in a wheelchair to be involved in the league?
Well, we actually have some children, and they don't necessarily attend our program, but they live at home with their families, and they are part of the team. And they may use walkers or get around on their own, but for the purpose of the game, they do sit in a wheelchair and use that as the mobility source.
Now, I heard Judy mention earlier that not only do you serve kids with cerebral palsy, but also kids with autism.
We serve individuals with all different types of disabilities. It's not just cerebral palsy, it's autism. It's individuals who have other mental retardation and developmental disabilities. Definitely not just CP.
That's great. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're speaking with Judy Katzen and Stephanie Russo from CPW, Cerebral Palsy of Westchester. And we'll take a short break and be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And we're talking with Judy Katzen and Stephanie Russo from Cerebral Palsy of Westchester. And before the break, we're talking about a whole lot of programs. And I know you have a few more. Judy, why don't you mention the other programs and tell us, what happens? It sounds like a lot of these programs are for kids. What happens when they become adults?
Well, Bernie, that's the whole host of programs we have for adults that I'm going to explain to you at this point. We have, in our main campus up in Rye Brook, we have a very large day program that serves 220 adults, and they are all over the age of 21. At that location, we also have a vocational program. And through vocational services, we identify and obtain employment opportunities for some of our guys who are out working in the community in a variety of jobs. We also have pre-vocational training through the program. We also have a sheltered workshop where we do packaging and get some contract work in so that the important thing for our consumers is that they want to earn a paycheck and they want to take home that. Doesn't matter if it's a dollar or $100, it's the symbol of bringing home a paycheck, and they enjoy working, and they have a real commitment to a work ethic, and they come every day to go to work.
Speaking of paychecks, it's got to cost some money to run these programs. Where do you guys get all the money?
Well, a lot of our funding, as Judy had mentioned earlier, is through the state, whether it's Medicaid or Medicare grants or just some supplemental dollars. But a lot of our responsibility is through grants, through fundraising, and through estate planning, as you had mentioned earlier.
All right, so let's just break this down a little bit. Grants. Nobody gives out a grant unless you apply, right?
Correct.
Okay, so somebody applies for a grant. Does it come from the federal government, the state government? Where do they come from?
We get a lot of grants from private foundations, from a lot of corporate organizations or larger organizations have their own foundations within them. For example, I'll plug CVS Foundation because we just got a really nice grant from them for our Lecotech program. And like Target and a lot of the other big stores have their own fundraising and foundation arm to them.
Okay, so somebody has the job of each year. I assume you have to apply annually?
Yes.
Okay, so each year they apply for those grants. So that's one component. Next is you mentioned estate planning. How does that work?
Well, as far as planned giving or estate planning, we do accept gifts from people's wills, life insurance, bequests, if they would, you know, like to make a donation, even as far as annuities. We accept all of those, and we would walk someone through the steps of what they would have to take to make that donation.
So you have someone on staff who could help somebody through the process of setting up a charitable annuity trust or any other type of charitable request?
Yes, we do.
And these, of course, are tax-deductible gifts?
Yes, they are.
And people can make the gifts during lifetime or in their will?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and all right, so now we've got the planned giving, we've got the grants. Any other sources of funding?
Well, one of our biggest sources is our fundraising. We do a lot of events, and again, just public relations in the community where we're meeting a lot of different corporations, families, other agencies that are interested in giving. And we hold several events throughout the year. And coming up, we actually are having our 7th annual golf tournament at Fenway Golf Club. And in October, we're very excited that we're doing a wine and food tasting event, which is called the Taste of Westchester. And this is actually including area restaurants, distributors, and wineries. And they're coming together at the Westchester Renaissance Hotel in White Plains. And people will be coming and purchasing a ticket, and they'll be enjoying an evening of good food and wine and music. So we're very excited.
The care that's provided and the services, are these people employees or volunteers?
Well, we have over 325 staff at Cerebral Palsy of Westchester, and on any given year we have between 50 and 100 volunteers that participate in different events, or they'll come to participate in our programs. So we're very fortunate in that way.
So tell me about, I know people are concerned when they give money to charities about how much money actually gets applied towards the mission of the charity and how much is on spent on administrative expenses.
Sure. Well, that's always hard. I mean, people ask that question, and, you know, part of when a donation is accepted, what we try to do is really allocate that to a certain project or to a certain program. And, you know, coming up, our food and wine tasting event, we're actually allocating that money to a building renovation that will benefit our Jimmy Vajar Day Camp. And that is the pavilion building that has been there for over 30 years, and we're planning on renovating that. So I'm happy to tell people when they are donating or there is an event where the money will be allocated and what program or service it'll be benefiting.
And who makes those decisions? Is there a board of directors?
Yes, there's a board of directors. In addition, we like to get suggestions from families or staff, and, you know, we all come together and try to allocate what, you know, what is the more important project at this time, or what program or service do they need new equipment, or does the school need some toys or new curriculum equipment? So we all really try to come together to determine that yearly.
Do you ever run out of things to spend the money on?
No.
I didn't think so.
We actually run out of the money. So.
I'm Bernie Crooks, speaking with Judy Katzen and Stephanie Russo from Cerebral Palsy of Westchester. And we'll take a short break and be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks, in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. And by the way, this is our last show of the season. We'll be taking the summer off and, of course, come back in the fall. And we've just got a couple minutes left here, Judy and Stephanie. Tell us a little bit about three of the programs that I'm sure our listeners want to know about, the residential program, the respite program, and the respitality program.
Great. Our residential program presently serves 55 adults. We have individuals who live in some larger homes that serve anywhere up to 10 individuals. And then we have an apartment program also in White Plains where individuals live in their own apartments or with roommates and enjoy living in the community just like any of us. But most of them need 24-hour staff support. So we utilize our resources as well as assistance through the Department of Social Services in order to provide aids for the adults who are living in the community. We also have a respite program that we just got off the ground. We're serving our first three young people, and that just gives the families a break. So respite can be used so that, you know, a parent can go grocery shopping or go away for a weekend. It can be an hour. It could be 8 hours. And it really just depends on the need of the family just to give them a break. And then we also have a program we're proud of, and it's called Respitality. And we have working relationships with Doral Arrowwood, the Marriott, and the Rytown Hilton. And they offer rooms for family members to go and get a break and get out of the house and do something a little different.
That's a lot of information. Stephanie, if people want to learn more, who do they contact, and do you have an Internet site?
We do. They can contact myself, Stephanie Russo, and our phone number is 914-937-3800. I'm at extension 411. We also have a website, and that is www.cpwestchester.org. That provides information about all the things we talked about today and our services.
Thank you, ladies, for being on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Bernie.
And there's been so much information. There's so much more to learn. So please call. Please contact them. And have a good night. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Chris Clark Mornings, Rich Daniels Middays, Bob Barnum Afternoons, and Westchester's soft favorites all day, AM 1230, WFAS.
How long has this been going? AM 1230 WFAS.
WFAS, Westchester's song favorites. That's the Spinners. I'm Bob Barnum, 6:43 right now. On the way, a news update with Jim Cleefield at 7 o'clock. Got Westchester Soft Nights after that. I'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We got cloudy skies tonight. Some drizzle sprinkles, low down to 50. Tomorrow morning, clouds, a little brightening for the afternoon. High to 70. Lots of clouds tomorrow night with a low down to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, warm. Afternoon, thunderstorm possible. High of 80. And on Father's Day, hazy sunshine, warm. High of 85. Right now it is 62. At AM 1230 WFAS, coming up to 6:44. Let's take one more look at the roads this evening. WFAS, Westchester traffic, and Craig Shankman.
Bob, thank you very much. Got a busy ride at the Tappan Zee North, heading to Rockland. Not too bad both ways on 287. Delays easing heading west. Quiet both ways on 95. No troubles on mass transits. And your update is brought to you by Santa Fe Packing Company, Salsa and Con Queso. Turn ordinary meals into something extraordinary. with Spike's all-natural Santa Fe Packing Company salsa, con queso, and dips. Just the way you like it. Find them in the Mexican food aisle. This is Craig Schenkman on Westchester's Soft Favorites. AM 1230 WFAS.
In their continued effort to ensure the effectiveness and operability of the new state-of-the-art Indian Point emergency notification system, Entergy will be conducting full-volume tests on 20 individually selected sirens within Westchester, Rockland, Orange, and Putnam counties over a two-week period beginning Monday, June 4th through Friday, June 15th. Testing of sirens will be conducted at 9 a.m., 12 p.m. and or 3 p.m. And there may be more than one sounding of a siren. Residents within the estimated audible reach of the sirens will be notified before testing begins via code RED, the automated speed dialing telephone notification system. For a complete test schedule, log on to www.safesecurevital.com and click on the siren button. As a reminder, these sirens are not a signal to evacuate. Their purpose, in a real case situation, is to alert the public to tune to their radio or TV for important information via the local emergency alert system. Your continued patience is greatly appreciated.
Think about some of the essential ingredients to economic development in Westchester County. Think about the benefits it brings to everyone who lives or does business here. It's pretty straightforward. It means attracting new businesses and encouraging existing businesses to stay and grow. That's exactly what the new Westchester County Economic Development Book for 2007-2008 is designed to do. Economic development is the cornerstone of a thriving business community, and this publication is a key marketing piece that the County Office of Economic Development and the Westchester Business Council will use to promote Westchester as a great place to live and do business. Your advertising message in this quality publication will reach regional, national, and global businesses. Reinforce your business's important role in the economic tapestry of Westchester. Reach new customer prospects. Your advertising message will be in distribution a minimum of 2 years. Call John Seng at 914-345-3055, extension 18. They'll mail the details. That's 914-345-3055, extension 18.
All contests on AM 1230 WFAS are open to listeners 18 years of age or older. Only one winner per household every 30 days. No purchase necessary. Employees and families of WFAS, Cumulus Media, and participating sponsors are not eligible to win. WFAS cannot be held liable or responsible for failures of participating sponsors to deliver prizes as promised. Prizes must be picked up within 30 days of winning, excluding holidays, at the WFAS offices during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Proper identification is required in order to claim prize. After 30 days, the winner loses all claims to said prize. Prizes are awarded as is, are not transferable, and cannot be exchanged. Voices of contest winners and callers to 693-5700 may be recorded for broadcast and played back at a later date. A complete copy of these contest rules may be obtained at the WFAS offices during normal business hours or by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to 365 Secor Road, Hartsdale, New York, 10530. Thank you for playing.
Perfect company at home, work, or driving around town. Westchester's soft favorite. your life softer. Westchester's soft favorite, AM 1230 WFAS.
Wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you.
AM 1230 WFAS. The love I left behind.
Come to me now.